Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To the hotline we go. Yahoo Sports Shutdown Corner blog. Eric Edholm joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, see, I could hear you the whole time.
You could?
You disliked one of my tweets the other day, so that's why I was just making it work a little harder. So.
Not true.
I couldn't hear a thing you said. Sorry about that.
It's all good, Eric. Good to have you on the show, man. I was just mentioning Kaepernick and Gabbert here. We know one of the reasons why Colin Kaepernick is still not signed by an NFL team. I think it's, you know, to think that the stance he took last year isn't factoring into things, at least with some of these teams, would be a little foolish. But I think there are obviously other reasons involved in terms of his level of play right now. If your best guess, if you were a betting man on this Kaepernick situation, how do you see it playing? Do you think he winds up on an NFL roster before training camp begins?
My gut says there's still a chance because, you know, there's always going to be something such as an injury, you know, possibly a holdout, but I can't think of any off the top of my head, you know, that would happen that way. But yeah, I would think there's always that possibility of somebody going down in a flukish thing, either somebody training or during an OTA event or something like that could all of a sudden change the team's plans. Or, you know, let's say Seattle, Trevon Boykin has another legal incident or whatever. You know, there's always that unexpected thing that opens a door for somebody. And, you know, that might make the story even better. You know, I mean, when Kaepernick eventually does get his chance, and I'm going to still say that I think he does, you know, he can come in and provide an unexpected support. He could be that player that some people had written off, that some people thought was a victim of you know, teams not wanting to be a part of whatever he brought to them. And then he could join a team and play well. You never know. So I still think there's a good chance.
You know, it's funny you bring up Seattle and Trevon Boykin, and because I think you look at the system that gets run there, and you look at the way Russell Wilson sort of runs things, and you go, okay, not totally similar players, but similar elements to, you could see Kaepernick in that offense maybe doing some of the things that Wilson does. How big of an issue is that for teams, do you think, Eric? The system specificity that comes with a guy like Kaepernick?
Yeah, I've said that all along. I said, you know, I'm not saying Blaine Gabbert is necessarily a perfect fit in every scheme. You know, let's not fool ourselves or whatever. But yeah, I think he is scheme specific in some offenses. I think you have to live with some inaccuracy a little bit, but also know that his arm strength and his feet are going to give you some big play opportunities. So yeah, I think, you know, and I think he's not, I would say he's probably best in the type of system where the reads are kept relatively simple, because I think there have been instances where the more he's tried to dissect defenses, sometimes the more trouble he gets into. And it's not an intellect question. Obviously, he's a smart guy. You know, he's obviously a deep thinker on a lot of issues. It's a football diagnostic question, you know, and that's what I've had other coaches tell me before. They said, we always try to do two things, keep him in the pocket and keep him guessing. Because the more we did those two things, the more success we had against them. So, you know, that's one team's opinion. We'll see if that's the case. But, yeah, I could see a system like Seattle, perhaps Carolina, something like that being options for him. you know, Tampa Bay has Ryan Griffin as Jameis Winston's backup. Is he a perfect fit there? No, but we'll see. I think there are still options for him.
Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, joining us on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, we have people listening in Cleveland, so I want to ask you about the Browns. I think I saw on the ticker earlier, they've named Cody Kessler their starter for now. We'll see how that goes. We know the Browns are going to be terrible again this year, but overall, just in terms of what they're doing, big picture, to try to rebuild this team, what's your overall assessment of the rebuilding job thus far that this new regime has done in Cleveland?
I think there's got to be excitement. I mean, obviously, it's like you said, they're not close to competing. But I think by the end of this season, we'll see some progress. And the question then will become, hey, have they made enough progress to where Jimmy Haslam, the owner, is going to be satisfied with having Hugh Jackson and this coaching staff return? To me, I'm already thinking about that, because when I think about somebody like DeShone Kizer, I would hope, A, that he's not thrown into the mix right away, and B, that he's given some stability, that he can work with Hugh Jackson for multiple years. Because Cody Kessler may start the year as the starter. I don't think he'll end up as a starter. I think they'll be open to a change at some point. I don't know if Kizer will be ready. But I would hope that Kizer, who's 21 years old, and I think they feel like has first-round potential, could be a good starter at some point, would stick in the same system and sort of be absorbed by somebody like Hugh Jackson. You know, the run game probably needs fixing. The defense not complete. You know, Joe Thomas may be on the decline. The offensive line wasn't what it used to be. You know, there's still things they have to work out. The receiving game, they have to identify some targets for their quarterback. So a lot to do yet, but I think the progress is there. And they lost a lot of close games last year. So a couple of quick fixes, they might be winning one or two of those.
Yeah, no, they were very good at covering the spread. You're right. You're right about that. And I'm curious, because you bring up quarterback. Like I mentioned, they seem to like Cody Kessler a little bit. They drafted DeShone Kizer. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, though, if they wind up with the first or second pick in the draft with this particular draft coming up, which seems to be heavy in what NFL people perceive to be franchise quarterbacks. Could you see a scenario where, even though they've drafted quarterbacks, you know, third round last year, second round this year, where if they wound up at the very top, they would take a quarterback?
It's possible, yeah. And yet, you know, I mean, we have so far to go, obviously, between now and the 2018
sure.
draft. And, you know, it always looks better a year in advance. We always think, like, everybody thought this year's class might be special. Everybody kind of, you know, reduce their expectations a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, right, if they love Sam Darnold, they're going to take him. If they love, you know, Josh Allen from Wyoming, they're going to take him. If they think Josh Rosen from UCLA is the man, they're going to take him. However, they are also they've shown a propensity to maximize their value, which is, you know, they traded down when Wentz was there. You know, they traded. They've had several moves that have added picks to their till. I think the temptation is going to be so great that if Kizer shows even the slightest bit of excitement and you know, potential to be that guy one day, and they were in a position like that, they might consider trading down and say, hey, we'll draft somebody in the second or third round like we did this year and get a billion picks. But at some point, you got to use those picks.
Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, Shutdown Corner blog, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, last thing before I let you go, I saw this. It was a Denver Post report, but I saw it for the first time in the post that you did about it, about this Broncos season ticket holder thing. I've never seen anything like this before. Broncos season ticket holders basically having their personal seat licenses taken away because they've been reselling their tickets. Have you ever seen anything like this? And is this going to be the last NFL team that we see do this, or could we see this become kind of a trend?
Yeah, it caught my eye, and anybody listening out there, I would think, you know, who's a season ticket holder, I would suggest you read the fine print on your agreement to have your season tickets, because basically what it says is, I believe in most teams' cases, the team can decide at any point, arbitrarily or otherwise, that he can take your tickets away and weed you out and give them to somebody else. And I first saw this winter with the Chicago Cubs, because there were a lot of ticket brokers, people who lived out of town who were still season ticket holders. They were selling their tickets. They were hitting the secondary market. It was flooding. You know, it was basically putting the tickets in hands of, you know, people who were willing to spend a lot of money. And I think it was, you heard complaints, the long waiting list, 75,000 people with the Denver Broncos on a waiting list. I mean, most of them will never get their tickets, right? I mean, they would turn over a couple hundred per year. And when the Broncos used this technology to figure out, hey, so-and-so in Section 404 hasn't been to a game in 3 years. He's been giving his tickets away to other people. We've seen it online, et cetera. We've seen his tickets up for resale. They start taking them away from him and not granting them. So it's a fascinating debate. You're right. And the club technically has the rights to do it. The Cubs won their case. I think the Broncos would win theirs if they went to court.
Really interesting stuff. Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. Eric's got a post on it on the Shutdown Corner blog on Yahoo Sports. Eric, I'm glad we were able to hook up. I appreciate you making a few minutes. Keep up the great work, man. You do good stuff on Yahoo Sports there. I appreciate you making some time.
I'll go upgrade my phone. You call me back in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it, Eric. It could have been a problem on either end. Trust me. Take care, man. Eric Edholm joining me here on CBS Sports Radio on a Sunday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.